It has become a joke among Unitarian Universalists that we have a tendency to change the words in traditional hymns. We have done this for two reasons. First, to make sure that hymns are gender inclusive, and secondly, to reduce the God talk as much as possible. But here's a true story as to how a hymn was revised. And interestingly, without my knowing this, Susan mentioned it. The hymn said, "Jesus Christ is risen today," which, of course, is one of those great old-time religion hymns sung on Easter. The revision crossed out the "is," and in its place was written, "may or may not have." Similarly, Easter was crossed out and replaced with "Pretty Yellow Flower Day." So here are the lyrics. "Jesus Christ may or may not have risen today, alleluia. Whether or not he did is pretty difficult to say, alleluia. Let's discuss all sides of the issue thoroughly, alleluia. We can take a vote and then we'll see, alleluia." Good old UUs. Although we never took a vote, the group reading the Gnostic Gospels here at church did talk about the death and resurrection of Jesus a couple of weeks ago. We learned from our reading that most Gnostic Christians in the first few centuries of Christianity did not believe in a literal resurrection. Some thought that Jesus never died, that someone else actually took his place. Many Gnostics thought that Jesus never really felt any pain on the cross because of his enlightened state of being. What has fascinated me, too, is that even in the Bible itself, scholars have determined that the first gospel written, which is the Gospel of Mark around 70 CE, did not, in its original version, have a resurrection story. The gospel simply stopped at Jesus' death. When I asked the group reading about the Gnostics as to what Easter meant to Unitarian Universalists so they could help me with my sermon, I also received a variety of answers. Of course, spring comes immediately to mind. Warmth, new life, growth, flowers, garden. Our world continues its cycle where rebirth follows winter. And spiritually, we reach down into our pagan roots and feel a sense of oneness with the earth, with the elements, and with the soil. Someone in the group mentioned the fertility cults and the mystery religions that existed during Jesus' time as well. Religious cults surrounding, for example, the myth of Persephone and Demeter, or Isis and Osiris, were fairly prolific. Usually a god, a goddess, returned to life after some kind of death. The mystery cults would reenact the story through sacramental drama, and the initiates would experience unity with the god. With the rebirth of the god, such as Osiris, came the flooding of the Nile in Egypt, the result of which was fertile land for crops needed to survive the year. D.H. Lawrence used this myth in his short story, The Man Who Died, when he had the not-so-dead Jesus hook up with a priestess of the Egyptian goddess Isis. I am particularly fond of the symbolic or existential understanding of death and rebirth. For example, I do not see an identity crisis or a midlife crisis as a crisis at all, or as pathological. On the contrary, I see these as something transformational, where the struggle to be truly ourselves comes to fruition, where part of our ego self falls away and we encounter something new, where we experience something that is ineffable, but we know it as being real, as life itself. But Easter, it seems to me, needs a larger theological context, even among Unitarian Universalists. One of the most profound theologies of resurrection that I have heard came from a Christian minister, actually from our own friend, Reverend Dick Snyder. He suggested 2 years ago in this pulpit that the resurrection of Jesus is about the embodiment of the divine. Whether or not one takes Jesus' resurrection as an historical fact is not the real issue, nor is some sort of sacrifice for the sake of humankind called the atonement at the heart of Easter. The resurrection undermines the body-soul duality that seems so prevalent in Western culture. Our language and worldview is fraught with dualistic thinking. Good, evil, right, wrong, Democrat, Republican. Resurrection was not about difference or duality, but about being one, about being whole. The divine is embodied. It is who we are in our very being and body. And this is why I am fond, too, of the Japanese myth of the sun goddess Amaterasu. By the way, for perhaps 3 or 4 centuries, Jesus was thought by many in the Mediterranean region to be a sun god, usurping the Persian sun god known as Mithra. All myths say something about who we are. So let's imagine ourselves for a moment being Amaterasu and being really annoyed at our sibling, or rather being upset about a part of ourselves that we really do not wish to deal with. Rather than projecting our anger onto others, we go to our room or into a cave or maybe a tomb and we mope. We plunge ourselves into darkness, feel the pain that sometimes overwhelms us, and ignore the cries from our own body that says, let go, live life fully, open up your heart. But something eventually changes inside us while in our room, something that makes us tap with our foot to the rhythm of our own heartbeat. And we feel our life energy surging inside. It was not easy getting to this place. It took time and much thought and some serious soul searching. It was perhaps a dark night of the soul. But then we emerge, slowly, tentatively, but emerge we do, because we have been called forth. We go to the bathroom sink to wash away our dry tears, and in the radiance of light that reflects our image in the mirror, we are stunned. And we say, beautiful. Beautiful. In recognition of something profound that has happened, but not yet something that we can articulate. We are all the embodiment of the divine. It's when we can look in the mirror, say beautiful to the divine in ourselves, to the sun and the light and the love and the compassion that make us who we are, that the world around us looks different, and it too is beautiful. It is the new sun goddess, answered the gods. We are welcoming her. The new sun goddess, wondered Amaterasu. She pushed the boulder open a crack, and when she peeked out of the cave, she saw before her the light of a sun goddess. Beautiful, she said, not recognizing herself in the mirror. Blessed be, and amen. A postscript. You never want to get rid of the little brother or sister. You need the mischievous trickster in your life. You need the laughter, the play, the crying, the innocence, and the beauty of the child. Sometimes closer than you think. Sometimes in the room right next to you.